Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is her.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
Yes, I was trying to see how the unemployment go because I had got fired from my job.
Can I have your full social security? So you're trying to file a claim? That's correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your full social security number, please?
416-55-6345.
Thank you. Can I have you verify your first name and last name, please?
Janaida Bowles.
Thank you. Can I also have you verify your date of birth for me, please?
6/18/2002.
Thank you. Can I have your license number, please?
Can I see my wallet, please? Give me a minute. 9927863. I knew it. I don't know why I said that.
And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
DeBose.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. And do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income, documentation, connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punished by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
Say that part again.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. And to confirm, your first name is spelled J-A-N-I-Y-A?
Yes.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled out D-E-B-O-S-E?
Yes.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. To confirm, can I have your telephone number?
334-596-3208.
Thank you. And to confirm, your date of birth is 6/18/2002?
Yes.
Thank you. To confirm, your mother's maiden name is D-E-B-O-S-E?
Yes.
Thank you. And you do have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state is your driver's license in?
Alabama.
And to confirm, that license number is 927-863?
Uh-uh. 9927.
863, that's correct.
9927863.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And may I please have your race?
Black, African American.
Thank you. Can I have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
None.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And can I have your residential country?
Belton, Alabama.
Your country, ma'am?
Houston. Oh, USA.
What is your country?
USA, United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
716 Alabama Avenue, apartment 140.
And can I have the residential city and state?
Dothan, Alabama.
And can I have your residential zip code, please?
36303.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. And can I have the occupation for the last job that you clocked out on and also the work description?
Fairview Clinic, Dothan, Alabama, and a lab tech.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Say that again.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No.
Thank you. Can I have the occupation you're seeking to work in the work description, please?
Lab tech, and say the other part again.
So that's what you are seeking work in your usual occupation, ma'am?
Oh, no, I don't work. I really can't hear you. I'm sorry.
In order for us to file the unemployment, you would have to be seeking work.
Oh.
I do apologize. So are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I got fired.
So I do apologize, ma'am, for this question. You would have to only answer yes or no.
No.
Okay, can I have the occupation you're seeking to work and the work description?
I'm not understanding.
So, the last question, are you seeking work in your usual occupation? You stated
yes.
No. So,
yes.
You are? Thank you. Do you obtain work excessively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school attorney?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been what now?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
14.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for your receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for you receiving a pension from an employee you have worked for the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with your federal income tax?
Yes.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments or deposit to your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, direct deposit or keep state debit?
I have a card, checking and debit.
You want to do direct deposit? That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like for you say that your checkings? That's correct.
Yes.
Can I have your routing number, please?
Let me go log on right quick. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all got a charger in here?
I got a charger.
Mm-hmm. It's loading a little slow. Just give me a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't got no reception right here. It's just going slow. Okay, which one did you need first? The routing?
Yes, can I have your routing number, please?
083-000-108.
Thank you. Can I have you confirm that routing number?
083-000-108.
Thank you. Can I have your bank account number, please?
The banking number?
Your bank account number.
304-813-7907.
Thank you. Can I have you confirm that bank account number, please?
304-813-7907.
Thank you. Can I have the name of the last company that you clocked out on?
Fairview Clinic.
What's the name of it on your W-2 statements and your direct deposit form?
Hold on. Fairview Clinic PC.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Just say my name. Just type my name.
Can I have you spell that company's name for me, please?
FAIRVIE Clinic, CLINIC. With a P.C.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Can I have the start date, the month, and the year?
May 14th, 2023, through July 2nd.
I can barely understand you. What was the last day work, the month, the day, and the year?
May 14th, 2023, through July 2nd, 2023.
Thank you. Give me one moment. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient. Do that company go by any other different name, ma'am?
No, not that I know of. Do you want the address?
Give me one moment. Yes, can I have the address, please?
118 Ross Clark Circle.
Thank you. One second.
2303. I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait.
You're fine.
I do apologize for the wait. Give me 1 second. I do apologize for the wait.
Your face didn't break out with anything.
Give me 1 moment. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient. Mm-hmm. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient. So, ma'am, what is the name that shows up on your W-2 statements in your direct deposit form?
Fairview Clinic PC.
Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go through a staffing company?
I went through them. That company is their own floor on south in the hospital.
Yes, thank you. One moment. Okay. I do apologize for the wait.
I don't even know what made me. Okay.
Give me 1 second. I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait. Give me one moment. Thank you for being patient.
Thank you.
I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. I do apologize for the wait. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. And can I also have the company's telephone number, please?
Yes. Let me go look at it again.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And can I also have the work location, city, in the state?
1118.
Just the city only in the state, please.
Alabama 36303.
I can barely understand you. We only need the city and the state.
Dothan, Alabama 36303.
Can I have the employment start date, ma'am, the month, the day, and the year?
May 14th, 2023.
Thank you. Can I have the last day work, the month, the day, and the year, please?
June
2nd, 2023. Thank you. Is it June 2nd or July 2nd, ma'am? I can barely hear you.
July.
Thank you. And why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
Fired.
Thank you. And what is the specific reason why you're no longer working?
It was a racist job.
So we will still need a specific reason why they explain to you that you were fired to file unemployment.
Because they They said that I wasn't fit for the position because my baby daycare was always closed.
Did you miss any days? Were you tired?
No, I missed one day.
Did you give them a notice?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the name of the title of the person who discharged you?
Debbie. No. Yeah, Debbie. I don't know her last name.
Is she a manager?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have your date of your discharge, please?
July 2nd.
In the year also, please?
2023.
Thank you. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge? You missed the day, that's correct?
It was this year. I'm sorry.
Give me one moment.
Oh, shit. Y'all just let me say 23.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge, ma'am? You missed the day, that's correct?
No, it wasn't that. I missed the date, June the 19th, and I was going to have to miss another day for the upcoming week, July the 2nd, because my baby daycare was closed, and she was like, if I was to leave, then I was fired.
Thank you. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to find somebody to get my child, but it didn't work.
Thank you. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Was any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Thank you. What about sick pay?
No.
Thank you. What about holiday pay?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. One moment.
Let me get my computer.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Can I have you verify your first name, last name, and full social security number, please?
Janaya DeBose, 416-555-6345.
Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1402 Hillsboro Lane, 170 Bayside Drive, 2418 Fifth Place East, 8500 Forestdale Drive Northeast, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2600 Denton Road, 2700 6th Avenue North, 303 48th Street North South, 3913 Sparkman Drive Northwest, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Denton Road.
Thank you. What month was Carrie DeBose born in? January, April, June, August? None of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
August.
Thank you. I hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I certified an appearance of a jury that the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claim and Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished, I suggest you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or log in at AlabamaWorks, Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to file an instruction listed in the booklet causes a denial of benefits. The process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week can result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims these kind of weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof of good standing with the union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, claimants attend direct approved training, a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, and that's Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by a telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week can result in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completing your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead with it.
So it's 490
028. Mm-hmm.
805. Your PIN mm-hmm. number is 2002.
Okay.
Okay, and is there any further assistance needed?
You said what this PIN is for?
To file your claim each and every week.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And thank you. Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. I hope you enjoy your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.